St. John wrote, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." Why does the church exist? Is it to demand that you live in a certain way, that you perform certain actions, that you refrain from certain activities? Does the church exist to lay down the law, to look over your shoulder, to make sure you walk the straight and narrow? If so, please do not join. But the church is not about laying down the law, but proclaiming God's love. God does not demand that you fear, love, and trust in him above all things, but invites you to become part of his family. By being part of God's family, you receive the inheritance of life everlasting, because trusting in Jesus Christ brings us the forgiveness of our sins. The church proclaims the good news. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Even the faith which believes that Jesus is the Christ is a gift from God given to you through his word and sacraments. The name of Christ Jesus reveals who he is and the work the Father sent him to accomplish. Please join us this Sunday at Trinity Lutheran Church at 9 a.m. to hear again of God's love and mercy as found in Jesus. This may be a life-changing experience which brings you the peace which the world cannot give. May our Lord bless us with faith in Jesus as our Redeemer, so that we may have life in his name. Amen.